Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. First of all, a city centre road and car problem are the subject of complaints from Jay Utting of Heatherset, who writes, "The sheer stupidity of closing Exchange Street to traffic was brought home to me forcibly on Saturday. It was the first occasion I've driven into the city at the weekend since this controversial scheme was introduced. Intending to park in the Forum car park, I joined a queue outside City Hall. This queue continued up to and beyond the car park entrance, all the way to the traffic lights on Chapelfield roundabout. After a wait of about 10 minutes, we accessed the car park, by which time the queue extended far behind us. As it was lunchtime, I assumed the situation would ease by the time we left. I was wrong. At 3:30 p.m. the whole of St. Giles, Bethel Street and Cleveland Road, which leads both from the Grapes Hill roundabout and back to it, were completely, totally, grindingly gridlocked. It took me 20 minutes from leaving the car park to exiting Cleveland Road onto the roundabout. Those queuing from the roundabout into Cleveland Road would surely have taken at least an hour to get out, probably more. How can it possibly be safe or sensible to allow just one exit road from a central area which hosts the City Hall, Central Police Station, hotel, numerous businesses and two large car parks providing around 550 spaces? Quite apart from the sheer utter frustration of those caught up in this gridlock, what do the emissions from hundreds of idling vehicles do for air quality in the city centre? Norwich City Council need to apply some serious, joined-up thinking on this issue, and fast, if they have any interest whatsoever in re-establishing Norwich as a thriving, attractive city visitors want to come to."
Still on the theme of roads, David Cannon of Norwich writes about roadworks misery. "My heart sank when I read that yet more roadworks are planned. In the 6 years since we retired back to the city my wife and I grew up in, there has been nothing but roadworks. Worst of all are the dumb traffic lights that which don't even detect when there's no more traffic, but stick to a rigid 5-minute cycle, building traffic jams, pollution, and increasing the city's carbon footprint. Please give us some peace and fresh air."
You may have heard these suggestions and also consequent rather sarcastic comments that over 50s should be encouraged to work. An example given was for Deliveroo. You may know that this company's employees deliver food or takeaways by bike. Ron Brewer of Old Buckenham weighs in with his comment. "I read that Mel Stride, Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, has suggested that some of the over 50s might like to take up doing Deliveroo deliveries to get themselves employed. May I suggest that Mr. Stride gets on a bike himself and does a week of deliveries in all weathers and at all times of day and night. He probably doesn't need the money that he might earn, so he could donate these earnings to some worthwhile charity who would really appreciate it."
On a different topic, Don Matthew of Alton Broad is dismayed at potential cuts to community pharmacies. "It is easy to spot the dead hand of government behind the current absurd moves to close nearly all rail ticket offices. Now another threat looms. Government funding for community pharmacies has been badly cut in some cases by 30%. The result is that hundreds of pharmacies are no longer financially viable and have closed. It is easy to see the hardship and inconvenience that will result from this latest government-inspired massacre of public facilities. Check with your chemist for latest details.